Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are all doing the best we can with what we have and working hard to do even better with that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest, someone who is doing something that they're very passionate about, very concerned about, and is trying to share their information and to help as many people as humanly possible. That person is Ms. Angela Williams. Angela Williams is the founder and CEO of Voice Today. She also is a strong advocate for child sexual abuse prevention and works with many programs trying to actually eliminate and also make people aware of that, you know, these atrocities that are happening to our youth, because these things that happen to our youth, eventually that youth become our adults, and she's one of those people that's trying to stop this craziness and also help those that have been affected. Angela is also the author of From Sorrows to Sapphires, and she's also the co-author of Pathway to Healing and Tough Talk for Tender Hearts. Again, she's an advocate for children and for anyone that has been abused. She's also an international speaker for child sexual abuse prevention and healing. And again, she is very passionate about what she is doing. She's also been on many different national and international shows. She's been on CNN. She's been on the 700 Club. She's been on Newsline News. She's just been, you know, somebody that, again, like I said, is very passionate about what it is that she's doing and what she's sharing. And in 2011, she also received the Women of Influence Award by Life Changers International Club. But anyway, to go further and talk about our accolades, we won't be able to get the message out that we want to get. So with no further ado, let's please welcome Ms. Angela Williams to the Zurian Show. Hello, Angela. How are you?
Oh, Zurian. I'm great, Zurian. Thank you so much for having me on. And I think I've got to shorten that bio a little bit.
And I didn't cover it all.
Wow. Enough. I appreciate it. I appreciate you opening up your show for just such an important message. Child sexual abuse is truly a silent epidemic in our society, and it's time that we just tear that veil of silence and get the message out. And I'm grateful for your listeners to be able to hear about Voice Today and the work that we're doing. And there are three areas that we're really focusing on, and that's awareness to help adults understand that every child is at risk. And certainly there are some risk factors that increase that risk, but we know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused by the age of 18, and that's a CDC statistic. Sadly, only 1 in 10 will ever tell. So we are trying to make adults understand that it is an issue, it is a risk for their children, and how they need to respond. And that takes me to prevention, and we teach adults how to predict and prevent child sexual abuse from 10-minute videos that can be found on our website at voicetoday.org to 2-hour-long workshops to try to teach adults how to predict and prevent child sexual abuse. And then we feel so strongly that there has to be healing in our society for survivors. And it's such a difficult trauma to heal from. So we're excited to begin to formulate resources and programs for survivors of child sexual abuse that go beyond that one-on-one counseling session, which is pretty much all that is offered currently in our society to help a survivor walk through that trauma.
Right. Could you tell us a little bit about your story? I know that Voice Today is definitely something that you're very passionate about, but tell us what makes you tick and what drives you to do the things that you're doing.
Well, the issue is very personal to me, and I truly am driven by the fact that I never want what happened to me to happen to another child. And I lost my entire childhood to abuse. It was physical, it was emotional, it was verbal, and it was sexual abuse that started at age three. It intensified and progressed throughout my entire childhood and got to a place at age 17 where I simply could not take the perversion anymore and attempted to take my own life. And took 64 sleeping pills, so I was pretty serious about it. And God saw fit to spare my life. And it was many years of self-destructive behaviors, many years of relational struggles and issues that I finally came to the end of myself in my mid-30s and surrendered all this pain to God. And he's picked up the pieces ever since. And I've always known, you know, when you know what you're supposed to be doing and you keep kind of running from it. So I ran from it and started Voice Today 4 years ago after being disobedient in so many ways, but really knowing that I was called to do this. And it's just, it's hard. It's hard to talk about. It's hard to raise funding for. It's hard to help people understand the depth and the depravity of this issue. So I am a survivor, and I like to talk to other survivors and tell them that, you know, you are a victim as a child, and you can survive this, but you can also have victory. So I really like to go beyond being a survivor and really being a victor over this and provide hope and healing and a message of light to survivors that no matter the struggles, no matter the repercussions, that you can heal from it. And I'm very blessed. I have a 28-year marriage to the same man who is my best friend and extremely precious in my life. And he's really walked through me with me through a lot of this healing.
Very cool. Very cool. So the different ways that you use to handle this epidemic and to help people with it, what are they? Or some of them?
Well, I think the first thing that we do at Voice Today, and I do personally as I go around the country talking to survivors and trying to provide resources for them, the first thing I do is help them understand that they have to break their silence. There is such power that secret holds over a survivor, and there's actually a lot of blame, a lot of self-hatred, a lot of condemnation, a lot of shame, and a lot of guilt. And that's for a number of reasons. If we go back to the statistics that I was talking to you about, 20 to 30% is documented. I think the number, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But 90% of the time, it's someone the child knows, loves, and trusts. So you're dealing with a dynamic of here is a person in your life that you trusted. It could be a family member. It could be a parent. It could be a neighbor. It could be a teacher, a coach. But you really invested in a relationship that you were betrayed. And generally, children are groomed, and they're groomed in such a way that they're groomed by fear. Perhaps the perpetrator has threatened to harm them, harm someone they love. They're groomed by affirmation. They're groomed by fear. They're groomed in a lot of different ways. And so there's just this code of silence. They're convinced that if they ever tell, no one's ever going to believe them. They're convinced that people will judge them. So the perpetrator does a pretty good job of keeping that victim silent. So they grow up in this sort of code of silence and are very isolated in their pain. So I truly believe that one of the first steps is to help survivors break their silence and come into that place of realizing that they were a powerless child. So often when I work with survivors, they may be 30, 40, 50 years old breaking their silence. But actually, the crime was perpetrated against them when they were 5 and 6 and 7. So I try to help them have compassion and to think about a child in their life that they know and love and how that child is powerless and vulnerable and easily manipulated, to try to get compassion for what they went through for themselves. So that's the first step, and I think that Voice Today really is working hard to bring this concept of healing into community. And if you go anywhere in your community, I'm sure if you go down the street and you go into any type of faith center or you go into any type of community type center, there'll be support groups there. and you'll find there'll probably be a support group for alcoholism. AA is pretty prominent in our society. There may be a support group for eating disorders. There may be a support group for cutting, for divorce. But you won't find a support group for adult survivors of child sexual abuse. You don't hear or see of any types of retreats focused on healing from the trauma of child sexual abuse. You don't hear any life skills or workshop-type programs for adult survivors of child sexual abuse. So those are the kind of programs that Voice Today is developing to help that victim not just break their silence, but have some really sound instruction in life skills in how you're going to cope, how you're going to forgive, how you're going to process that pain and that trauma, how you're going to deal with the perpetrator who really could be in very close proximity to you and within your family or your extended family. So those are some pretty tough issues to deal with.
Yes, they are. And ladies and gentlemen, again, today we're talking with Ms. Angela Williams. She is the founder of Voice Today, and today we are talking about breaking the silence. So if anyone would like to speak with Angela, please call in to 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Please continue, Angela.
Well, I think, too, talking about survivors, I think society has been the silent bystander and allowed this egregious behavior to take place. And I think that there's so much responsibility that family members and extended family members need to take for the crime that was perpetrated against the survivor of child sexual abuse. And that whole dynamic is just, it's so difficult. It's so difficult when the perpetrator is within the family unit to actually acknowledge it as a crime and hold that person accountable. And I say a lot of times when I speak, if a child is, if someone takes out a gun and shoots a child in the living room, Zorian, what's the first response? What would someone do?
Outrage.
Well, if you have a child laying in the floor bleeding, though, what are you going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to call 911.
I'm attacking.
Well, you're going to attack, but you're going to seek help. There's a child is bleeding in the living room.
That's true.
But when a child discloses child sexual abuse, it's a different dynamic. There's questions. It could be met with denial. It could be met with, you know, Uncle so-and-so would have never have done this. You've got must be wrong. You must have mistaken the behavior. You know, there's just all this denial that comes with it, and there's all this rationalization when you have a child before you that's trying to bare their soul and share what has happened to them. So I think
right.
Our society as a whole has got to realize that this is a crime, and it's a crime that is just as serious as if the child had been shot with a gun.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
You know, the wound can heal from the gun. The wound from child sexual abuse, it is deep and it is dark and it is ugly, and it manifests itself in so many ways.
True.
If we look at the social ills that we deal with, look at our society right now, what's the divorce rate?
Insanely high.
62% yep. Divorce rate. Drug and alcohol abuse. How many people do you know in your life that are on antidepressants?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. How many do you know that have eating disorders? Either they're overweight or they're anorexic.
Yep. Obesity is crazy, especially in the United States.
Not all of these social ills are rooted in child sexual abuse, but a large number is. And a large number, we're treating the symptoms and we're not treating the root cause of those social ills. We've got an enormous amount of rage. I kept hearing and watching the whole gun control issue, and I'm really not going to take a stance. But my point is it goes beyond the mental health question, and it goes beyond the gun control issue. It's really a rage issue. Why is there so much rage in our society? And why are there no opportunities for people to process that kind of rage and that kind of hurt and that kind of pain outside of just self-destructing themselves or destroying someone else?
Yep, in actual ways that are very clear and in a lot of ways that aren't clear, like sitting in front of that television all day, every day, rage and upset and, you know, basically throwing that anger in the closet. That's why a holistic approach like what you're doing is the best answer to the problem.
We got to develop safe places for people to tell their stories. Right now, and I'm sure you experienced this in your life, child sexual abuse is not a common source of discussion at a dinner party, at lunch, at a family gathering. There's just no place that it's talked about. And even in the media, when we just went through the Sandusky case last year, it was as if the media had a little storm, but the focus really was on the university and on the staff and the faculty and the reputations, and there was very little attention done to the actual issue of child sexual abuse and what it did to the victims. And then as fast as the story heated up, the story left the media. And now there is so much out there that could be covered as relates to the Boy Scouts and as relates to the Catholic Church, new findings, new cases, the perversion files, I don't know if you're aware of it. So
yes,
there's so much that needs to be covered that's not. It's silent.
Yep. It's like we were talking briefly about child pornography and human trafficking and how they interlink into the whole thing too.
Well, let me give you some statistics on that. One out of every three children will be solicited on the Internet with pornography. And pornography is a $97 billion industry. And our children are given all of this online access between their computers. Now they have laptops, which they can take anywhere, their cell phones, which they have in their pocket, their gaming devices, which their own probably more time is spent there than spent in front of the TV or with your family. And there is pornography embedded, and there's an opportunity for predators to get and find our children. And pornography addiction acts just like a drug addiction, where the child needs more and more and more stimulus. And they can tool through hundreds of free XXX pornographic sites online. And parents are clueless. They don't understand about parental controls. They don't understand about monitoring software. They frankly don't understand the dangers of these social networking sites where children, it's almost like tiered marketing. It's like the more friends they have, the more popular they are, and they really don't know who's in their network and the danger of the person that could be in their network. So that's another danger that parents are oblivious to. And I know I do classes. We teach Internet safety, and it's astounding to me when I ask the question, do you know every friend that your child talks to on a social networking site? And many of them will shake their heads, and they don't even know how to get on the social networking site.
Very true.
It's a huge issue. It's a huge issue. And I think you're talking about human trafficking. Human trafficking is in an epidemic proportion, and I think the pornography, the increase in pornography has driven that. I also think that we have to really establish the correlation between and the connection between child sexual abuse and those children who are the most vulnerable to be trafficked and to be sexually exploited. When you have a child that's sexually abused at 5, 6, and 7 and grows up confused and already now has a sexual appetite at a very young age, that child may run away. That child may begin to do drugs and alcohol and have to find some way to supply that appetite. They're the children that will be on the streets at 12, 13, and 14 and the most vulnerable for a pimp to pick them up and begin to traffic them.
It's just very
and children, it's very scary. Children are also being solicited in places that we would never think. They are solicited in Starbucks, at movie theaters, in bookstores. So really, we have to begin to talk to our children more and more and explain to them this just extreme danger that's lurking out there and how they combat that.
say it's just amazing. And the fact that a lot of people are turning a blind eye to all of this is just insane.
It's the darkest of the dark in our world. It's the dirtiest blemish on the face of humanity. It's the greatest evil that we face. And I think people are just so afraid of it that they won't talk about it. And all I can do is just be a louder and louder and louder voice in as many platforms as possible to try to make people wake up and understand. If we do nothing, millions, the actual statistic is 17 million a year more children at age 18 will face that birthday sexually abused and have to deal with the trauma throughout their entire lives. It's not like an allergy that you grow out of.
True, something that never goes
every
away.
Every part of your life, it impacts your professional life because you have a low self-esteem or low confidence level. It impacts your relationships because you don't know how to trust. It impacts your family unit because you're constantly hiding something. It in fact impacts your health. There's actually the CDC did an ACEs study and are actually tying autoimmune diseases, heart diseases, liver diseases to survivors of child sexual abuse.
Wow.
So that physical stress, to carry around that level of physical stress, really impacts the makeup and the health of your body.
That is amazing, just amazing. Could you also tell everybody, I know we still got about 10 minutes left, but how they can get in contact with you? The information is also at the bottom of the site. And ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the bottom of the site, too, there's actually some short little videos on there that Angela provided to us. And I think that everybody should look at those to get more of an impact and share the show with everyone that you possibly can, because this information needs to get out and it needs to be shared. Go ahead, Angela, please.
Well, we would love for your listeners to invite us to come and speak in their faith center or community organization. We travel everywhere and do speaking. But they can find us at voicetoday.org, voicetoday.org. And if anyone would like to contact me personally, they can email me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at voicetoday.org. And there is a video, a 7-minute video on our website, which is called The Power Protection Points. And it's just a brief video that gives you an outline, certainly not the end-all and be-all of child sexual abuse prevention, but it certainly is a beginning conversation on how we can predict and prevent child sexual abuse. So I just encourage your listeners to go to our website and to watch that video. There are a lot of other videos that are there, but that video in particular will help give them some basis. And really, we just need to be talking to our children. We just need to be asking them, has anyone made them feel uncomfortable, and empowering them with a no voice if someone does. We teach at Voice Today a plan of protection that we encourage adults to teach children, and it's called No Run Tell. And it lets them know if A happens, they know to do B. And children really need this to be equipped with this kind of information because they really freeze. And so many children don't really understand the grooming process. They don't understand how they could be manipulated. And as parents, we're doing a pretty poor job of explaining it and of equipping them with the correct training to give them that type of empowerment. We also really encourage parents to give children the right. We tell children to respect authority, but we have to give children the right to know what is appropriate behavior and what is not appropriate behavior, and give them that personal boundary and that personal power to reject any type of unwanted or uninvited affection.
You're absolutely right. But then again, that's why you're doing what you're doing, because it truly affects you. And ladies and gentlemen, grandparents, great-grandparents, uncles, cousins, nieces, doesn't matter. Again, this information needs to truly get out, and you need to also empower your children. You know, there's one thing to be rude. There's another thing to be abused. Please continue.
Well, I feel like, too, as adults, we don't want to offend other adults. And for that reason, we almost force our children to sit on people's laps, to give them a hug, to give them a kiss. And you ever notice when children kind of draw back? It's like
yes.
they have these instincts that they need to trust, and we need to teach our children to trust those instincts and not worry about who we're going to offend. You know, a handshake is just as pleasant as a hug if that's what your child is comfortable with. And I think we need to encourage and affirm them in where they feel comfortable in sharing that type of affection with someone. I also want to encourage parents to really monitor one adult and one child interaction. And not that we don't want to ever prevent a child from spending time with a family member or, you know, a coach or a babysitter, but we have to realize that those are the times that we're putting our child at the most risk to be sexually abused. And people ask me all the time, well, what in the world can I do? And very easily we teach that you can drop in unexpectedly. That is just a great way for your child to know that there's never any uninterrupted time and that you're always there to protect them and kind of check in on them. And another great way to monitor that interaction is when a child comes home or you pick them up is to ask the child how the visit was and see if they can recount their activities and just pay really close attention if there's any discomfort or if the child can't make eye contact with you. And not to say that this is a sign, but it might be cause for you to ask more questions. And it might be cause for you to monitor that behavior and monitor that relationship a little bit closer. And frankly, we just need to be asking our children, has anyone ever made you feel uncomfortable? Has anyone ever touched your private parts?
Totally agree.
Those are tough questions. Those are really tough questions to ask.
Yes, I am.
And then that computer, put that computer in a central location. Do not let it be behind closed doors. You need to monitor any activity your child has on gaming systems, on computers, cell phones. You know, just pick it up, look at the history, look at where the child has been, sit with your child when they're playing video games, figure out where the parental controls are and see what the parental controls are set on. These are just really, really important tools that will help protect our children.
Right, because absentee parenting is not a good idea.
No, they get in a lot of trouble that way, and there's a lot of peer pressure out there. And that's one other thing I want to really encourage is to know where your children are spending time, know what that family unit is like. I have people tell me all the time, well, my child would tell me if something happened, and I just respond where it's way too late when your child tells you. But when they go next door, they go down the street, or they spend the night with a friend or family member, you really need to know the dynamic of that home. Who is going to be in that home? What type of supervision is going to be in the home? Is there monitoring software on your neighbor's computer? You know, you can do everything in the world, and your child can go down the street and still be exposed when there's not safeguards on those computers.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, one more time, could you tell everybody how to get in touch
Hello?
With you, and we'll wrap it up.
I sure will. It's voicetoday.org. We invite all of your listeners to go to our website and learn more about the issue of child sexual abuse. We ask you to join the Voice Movement, and by joining the Voice Movement, you're making a commitment to learn more about child sexual abuse prevention, and you're also making a commitment to help a survivor in your life to heal, and there are survivors. We don't see them, and we don't know their stories, but when you become a safe person and just share what you've heard today, you'll be surprised at how many people open up. So it's Angela at voicetoday.org, and our website is voicetoday.org.
Outstanding. Well, Angela, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Maybe we can get you back again, and we can go a little bit more in depth to some of the things that you offer at Voice Today and how you can help other people, you know, no matter where they are, with information or actually being invited to speak at their church or community center or whatever programs that they have. So if you're up for that, let me know, and we'll work it out.
Absolutely, Zorin, and I thank you so much. It's been just a real pleasure to meet you today, and I just applaud your show and applaud your courage to get this message out there.
Well, thank you very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, again, today we had Miss Angela Williams on, and Angela is from Voice Today, and she's out there doing phenomenal work, is helping as many people as she possibly can, but she needs help. And the help that she needs should come from everybody out there that is a parent, that isn't a parent, anybody that's concerned about the safety and welfare of our children, of our youth, and of our adults. Because guess what? Those children will grow up. And if those children are growing up with all of the issues from the damage that's been done to them by somebody that's been allowed to not only affect them, but to affect other people as they've gone through their life, then guess what? That's a lot of damage, and that's a lot of damage that's going to come back to you. So, you know, I don't want to try to go into it too much because Angela has definitely thoroughly covered it, even though she just, again, as she said, touched the tip of the iceberg. But this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you like our show, please follow us in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. Click follow, and we look forward to sharing more useful and meaningful information with you and everybody else that listens to the Zurian Show. Thank you very much, and have a blessed day. Take care.